there. I stopped at Danbury Police to get a copy of a police report, and they said I needed to come here and get it.
What's it in reference to?
Steve Krause and Helen Steins would be on the report. No, I'm just wanted a copy of the record. Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi there.
How do you do, Mark Mulligan?
Hi, Tracy Tom.
What is?
I just stopped by Danbury Police to get a copy of the police report for Steve Krause and Helen Steins, and they said I had to get it here.
Steve Krause is running for election, and I have asked a special prosecutor to look into that. Her name is Melissa Burke,
Terry Dunn said that Joe was supposed to talk to me about,
and so she's handling all of that, and whether she has the right to say, no, I don't want to give it to you, because it's not a public record. While the case is pending.
Joe said he was going to talk to me.
And investigatory.
I don't know if he did talk to him.
Want to rest on that and say no, or whether she'll give it to you, will be up to her. Let me see if I can. I'll get you some contact.
I just thought that all police reports were public records, so I was surprised that Danbury, because I had just gotten one a week ago from Danbury, and they just copied it off and gave it right to me.
I know.
I mean, Erie County Sheriff's, you can go on there the next day online and get their reports, like, immediately, so I didn't think it was...
Well, there was a court case, and I sent it out, a court case that was decided recently. And I sent it out to all police departments, and that might be why they have changed the way they operate. And it was a Court of Appeals case, and the Court of Appeals was being asked to decide whether or not the State Patrol had appropriately withheld dashboard camera video from a person that requested it. And the Court of Appeals said, yes, it was appropriate to hold that back, because until the case is over, it's investigatory. And there's certain reasons for that. You don't want somebody that's not been charged with a crime to be subjected to public ridicule, because they may never be charged with a crime. Another reason is it's often important that the details of crimes not be released, because it's a way to verify confessions. If somebody has details of the crime that are not publicly known, then you know that they're telling the truth. So for instance, if I'm in the jail cell with you and you start telling me about the crime, and I want to use that information to my advantage to get out of what I did, and I say, well, she told me this about it. Well, I could be making it up, or I could be telling you what you told me. And if I give details of the crime that only the person that did it would know, that's important verification. So there are reasons to keep investigatory records here's information confidential. And some of them, like traffic offenses, I mean, a speeding ticket or something, it really wouldn't be necessary to keep confidential, because those aren't going to be ongoing investigations, are not that big of a deal. But is an email okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I'll make a copy of it.
Okay.
Ms. Bergman is a prosecutor in Sylvania Municipal Court.
Okay.
And she is in the case. You can ask her. I don't know if the policy is.
So you say she's handling the case, so it is going forward, or she's just looking at the report right now?
It could be either of those.
My dilemma is, I was just yesterday in talks with some people as far as helping in a campaign, mm-hmm. and I can't, after hearing what I heard, can't go forward with helping someone's campaign if this is legitimate complaint, I guess.
Okay, I want to help you. Let me see what I can do for you. Hold on a second. So I gather you're being asked to help in Mr. Krause's campaign, but you don't want to do that if in good conscience you can't support his candidacy. Ms. Bergman is a prosecutor in Sylvania Municipal Court.
Okay.
And she is in the case. You can ask her. I don't know if she'll.
So
policy is.
So you say she's handling the case, so it is going forward, or she's just looking at the report right now?
It could be either of those.
My dilemma is, I was just yesterday in talks with some people as far as helping in a campaign, mm-hmm. and I can't, after hearing what I heard, can't go forward with helping someone's campaign if this is legitimate complaint, I guess.
Okay. I want to help you. Let me see what I can do for you. Hold on a second. So I gather you're being asked to help in Mr. Krause's campaign, but you don't want to do that if in good conscience you can't support his candidacy.
Correct. I don't want to put myself out there and...
Sure, it's your reputation, too.
Correct.
Do you know Janine Porter?
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
She is from the Danbury, Marblehead area, is a Republican, and ran for county commissioner at one time.
Okay.
She knows the guy, and she knows about this situation.
Okay.
So she would be somebody that you could ask and trust, and she will probably share it with you.
Okay.
But I'm going to suggest that you tell her why you want to know, because if you know, there could be, it's a very politically sensitive piece of information at this juncture.
Yeah, things could implode right now.
Yeah, and she's going to want to know why you want to know. So I would talk to her.
Well, in 24 hours' time, I went from wanting to help someone to, this is really bad, mm-hmm. as the potential to be really bad. I can't back somebody publicly, like, if this report is true. That's why I just wanted to see that for my own eyes.
So her last name is Porter.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the... She will know the name of the lady who owned the property involved.
And which is Helen Steins, I believe.
That sounds right. You could talk to Helen Stein as well, and maybe you already have.
No.
Okay. A quick phone call to either one of those should tell you what you need to know.
Okay.
Between the two of us, I'm guessing you're going to say, I don't want to work in the campaign.
That's pretty much what the detective told me. Another reason why politics are not very impressive.
It's very unfortunate that it came up at this time.
But I thought it came up.
And I'm trying not to become enmeshed in becoming like a spoiler for campaigns and candidates.
Right. But I thought this happened in like April, the incident itself. Right? Like, why is this taking so long?
Have a seat. Investigations sometimes will take a while. They'll get... Sometimes things aren't discovered right away. And then when they are reported, people have to be found to talk to them, and leads have to be followed. This room was on September 8th, so that was 2 weeks ago. I talked to Janine and Brian.
Okay. Janine Porter, Helen Steins. Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you for your help.
It's nice meeting you.
Yes, you too. Thanks.